从报道里头，我们或许可以知道过去的一年啊，是啊，哪一些人是风云的人物。
And from the news, we might know which person in the past years has made some headlines.
啊，或许我们也可以知道啊，过去一年最重要的时期。最重大的十件事情。
Or we might know the major events that happened last year.
啊，或者是过去一年赚最多钱的十个人。
Or the top ten people who earned the most money.
啊，每一个年的结束或者开始的时候，总是会对过去的一年啊一些重要的人、重大的事情啊把它提出来。
And every time when it is the end of the year or the beginning of the year, people will list out major people who are most influential or major events in the past year.
那对将来的预测呢?
And what about the prediction for the future?
啊，在这个变化很大的时代里头，啊，人实在是越来越不敢去很绝对的预测明天，预测将来。
And in this world that is constantly changing, a lot of people were not there to predict what will happen tomorrow or even in the near future.
但是在信仰里头啊，我们却可以知道啊，将来一件最大的事情。
But in our journey of faith, we know that there's going to be a major event in the future.
啊，圣经里头啊，也用了几种不同的方式来对这一件。最大的事情做描述。
And the Bible also used many incidents or many words to describe this major event.
我们请看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章。
Let's turn to the book of First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那没有指望的人一样。
Verse 13, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope.
在人的生活里头，总是会遇到这个死亡的事情。
In our life, we often encounter death.
那有人离世了，我们总是觉得不舍的、忧伤的。
When someone passes away, we often miss them and we will grieve for them.
啊，但是忧伤不用等于绝望。
But grief does not equal to hopelessness.
哦，所以保罗这里提到说，我们不应该是绝望的。
And therefore, Paul said that we should not live like those who have no hope.
啊，为什么呢？
Why is that?
啊，因为我们相信将来会有一件大事情要发生。
Because we believe that in the future this great thing would happen.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
我们若信耶稣死而复活的，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
Verse 14. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him.
哦，所以这里保罗说这些。人说死了，保罗说是睡了。
And Paul described those who have died as those who have fallen asleep.
耶稣再来的时候，要把这些人一起带来。
When Jesus came again, he will brought these people with him.
就是这些人要跟主耶稣一样的从死里复活。
And all these people will be just like Jesus; they were resurrected from death.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，绝不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
Verse 15. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep.
那在这里，保罗也做了一个假设。
Here Paul made an hypothesis.
啊，就是说，如果他们这个时候啊，主耶稣就来了。
If at this point of time Jesus come.
啊，十六节。
Verse 16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Verse 16, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of the Lord, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
这里还是在讲, 那些已经死了的人, 他们要复活。
Here it also mentioned that the dead will resurrect.
17节,
Verse 17,
以后我们这活着还存留的人, 必和他们一同被提到云里, 在空中与主相遇, 这样我们就要和主永远同在。
17, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
如果主耶稣来的时候还活着的呢, 这里说要被提到云里, 在空中与主相遇。
And it says that who are still alive, by the, when the time of, for Jesus to come, then we will meet him in the air.
18节, 所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Verse 18, therefore, encourage each other with these words.
这不是一个预测。
There is not a prediction.
这是将来会发生的大事情。
There is a big thing, a great thing that will surely happen in the future.
所以在信仰里头, 我们知道有一件大的事情它要发生。
So in our faith, we know that this great thing will happen.
再请看启示录22章。
Let's turn to Revelation 22.
启示录22章12节
Revelation 22 verse 12
22节 看啊, 我必快来, 赏罚在我, 我要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
那更简单的描述呢, 就是有那个, 照着个人行为来这个受奖赏或者刑罚。 的那一天
And in simpler term, this is referring to the judgment day when everyone will be given judgment according to what one has done.
再请看使徒行传, 启示录19章。
Let us also turn to Revelation 19.
启示录19章, 第七节。
Revelation 19, verse 7.
第七节, 我们要欢喜快乐, 将荣耀归给他, 因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了, 心腹也自己预备好了。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
那这又是另外一个描述, 就是羔羊这个婚娶的时候。
This is another description of the event, and it mentioned the Lamb will come for his bride.
那这不是一个预测, 这是一个将来肯定会发生的一件大事情。
This is not a prediction, this is a sure thing that will happen in the future.
那为什么这么的肯定呢?
Why is it that we have this assurance?
这跟得胜有关系。
This has something to do with victory, with overcoming.
请看启示录第六章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章第二节
Revelation chapter 6 verse 2
第二节 我就看见一匹白马骑在马上的 拿着弓并有冠冕赐给他 他便出来胜了又要胜
Verse 2 I looked and there before me was a white horse His rider held a bow And he was given a crown And he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest
所以因为有这个得胜 所以能够肯定 可以相信将来那件大事情。
Because there's this conqueror that is bound to come, therefore we have this assurance of this great thing that will happen in the future.
这里只是简单的提到这个得胜。
Here it mentions the conqueror.
那我们在解释这里的时候, 我们知道, 我们也相信这是在指着真耶稣教会的出现。
And when we read this, we believe that this is pointed to the establishment of the true Jesus Church.
那到底是这个得胜的这个内容呢? 在启示录里头很多地方都有描述。
And the content of this conquest is also recorded in a lot of places in the Bible.
所以在那一件大事情发生之前一定会有这些得胜的事情。
And before this great thing happens, there's a lot of these things, a lot of the things that needs to be conquered first.
当然首先就是这个 这个神的教会啊要复兴。
First is the revival of God's true church.
那一个其中一段在描写这个得胜的呢，是在启示录的十九章。
One of the description is in Revelation 19.
那我们也必须先对这个所谓的得胜啊，我们有一些的认识。
And we need to know what type of conquest this is.
在主耶稣要被抓之前啊，主耶稣曾经这个骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
Before Jesus was arrested, he rode on a donkey and he entered into the city of Jerusalem.
啊，人把衣服、把这个棕树枝等等，这个铺在马路上，让主耶稣过去。
People put palm leaves and also put their garments on the road for Jesus to step on.
啊，很多人不由自主的呼喊着。何善那，何善那，荣耀归给大卫的子孙。
And a lot of people will shout it and say, Hosanna, Hosanna, glory to the son of David.
啊，我们常常说那是主耶稣的一个荣耀的进耶路撒冷。
We often say that that was a glorious event when Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
啊，那些人的呼喊是得胜的呼喊。
Those people were shouting for his victory.
啊，那但是事实上后来怎么样呢？
But what actually happened after that?
啊，主耶稣被抓了，主耶稣被钉十字架了。
Jesus was arrested and he was crucified on the cross.
哦，但是我们今天在谈到那一件事情，我们也还是一样用得胜、光荣的进入耶路撒冷这样的字眼。
But today when we talk about this event, we also use words such as glory or victorious.
那到底这个得胜怎么来定义呢？
So how do we define victory?
我们还是说主耶稣的十字架啊，它是爱的记号，它也是得胜的记号。
We know that the cross of Jesus Christ is a token of His love and also a token of victory.
哦，所以这个得胜的定义，这个得胜的定义啊，就不是照我们人外在上所看到、所认为的这样来做定义。
So the definition of victory was not.Drawn by man's perspective, by what we can see by our own sight.
那对这些使徒，他们怎么来认定这个得胜呢？
But to the apostles, how did they define victory?
我们请看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
That's right, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
那个十字架对人来从人外在上来看，那是一种羞辱。
And to common people, the cross represents shame.
是对罪这个啊这个犯死罪的人啊的一种刑罚。跟羞辱
It's a punishment for those people who had been deemed to be guilty to the point of putting them to death. It's a mockery to them.
啊，当时的主耶稣他被钉十字架。
At that time, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
啊，这个门徒们圣经里头说是耶稣的得胜。
But the apostle said in the Bible that was the victory of Jesus.
哦，那个得胜就在第五节所说的。来除掉人的罪。
And that victory refers to what was mentioned in verse 5, is to take away man's sins.
啊，主耶稣的显现就是为了除掉人的罪。
Jesus came to this world to take away our sin.
啊，他达到了这一个目标，这就是得胜。
He had achieved this goal, and therefore that is victory.
再请看第三章的第八节。
Let us also turn to chapter 3, verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Verse 8, he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work.
这里说，主耶稣 他除掉了魔鬼的作为。
Okay, it says Jesus appeared to destroy the devil's work.
哦，所以从外在上来看，这个十字架是一个失败的记号。
So outwardly, outwardly speaking, this cross supposedly a sign of failure.
啊，但是更里面的一层，实质上的属灵的那一个层面，那是得胜的。
But if we were to look deeper in the spiritual meaning of the cross, is to be victorious.
那像这里所说的，借着十字架，主耶稣除灭这个魔鬼的作为。
Because here it says, through the cross, Jesus has destroyed the work of Satan.
所以这是我们对所谓的得胜，我们应该有的一种宽广的眼界。
And so this is a broader vision we need to have in terms of looking at victory or conquer.
那这样我们来看这个启示录十九章所提到的得胜。
Let's look back to Revelation chapter 19 when it talks about conquest.
是启示录十九章十一节。
Revelation 19 verse 11.
十一节，我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
Verse 11, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war.
第六章的第二节是这个这个神的教会被复兴。
In Revelation chapter 6 verse 2, it talks about the revival of God's true church.
那你说是得胜的，是得胜的教会。
It says that it was a victorious church.
那这个十一节这里所讲的呢，应该就是指着那一个得胜的教会。
And what was mentioned in verse 11 here was also referring to that church.
我们再看十二节
，verse 12，
他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself.
十三节，他穿着剑的血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。
13, he is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God.
这在描写这个得胜的教会。
Here it describes a church that has conquered.
这在描写着就是主耶稣的得胜。
It describes Jesus' victory.
同样的，我们先来看那个使徒的教会。
And let us look at the apostolic church.
我们来看使徒他们的得胜。
And look at their victories.
请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十四章，十七章第四节。
Acts 17 verse 14.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和希拉，并有许多虔诚的希利尼人，尊贵的妇女也不少。
Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks, and not a few prominent women.
这里在描写保罗、希拉他们在帖撒罗尼迦的地方传福音。
Here it mentioned Paul and Silas were in Thessalonica, and they were preaching the gospel.
当时就有一些人，他们就信主了。
There were people who came to believe.
第五节。
Verse 5.
但那不信的犹太人心里嫉妒，召集了些市井的匪类，搭伙成群，耸动合成的人，围进耶稣的家，将保罗、希拉带到百姓那里。
But the Jews were jealous, so they rounded up some bad characters from the marketplace, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the crowd.
但是他们传福音的工作并不是顺利的。
So we can see that there.Work of preaching the gospel was not a very smooth one.
他们遇到人的阻挡，遇到人的破坏。
They face obstacles from people, and they people try to sabotage their work.
第六节。
Verse 6.
找不着他们，就把耶稣和几个弟兄拉到地荒官那里，喊叫说：“ 那扰乱天下的也到这里来了。
The six, but when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here."
那这里呢，他们就控告保罗，他们说这是扰乱天下的。
And so they accused Paul as someone who have caused trouble all over the world.
哦，有些翻译本是说让这个。啊，这个社会啊 ，upside down， 哦，翻覆了，颠覆了这个社会。
And in some translation, it says that they were people who have turned this world upside down.
哦，就是造成了很大的一种震撼影响。
So they have caused a great shock and also a great influence.
哦，那事实上呢，就是受影响的那一部分，哦，那个领受道理的那一部分的人。
But what they influenced was only those few people who have heard the gospel.
他们离开了原来的信仰。
Because they have strayed away from the original faith.
他们知道过去的信仰是不对的。
They knew what they believed before was wrong.
他们离开过去的生活。
They left what their life before.
他们知道过去的那一种生活是不对的，是得罪神的。
They knew that the life they lived before was a life that is against God.
但是事实上，在整个大环境里头呢，他们是受逼迫的。
But if you look at it from a greater perspective of the world, they were the one who were persecuted.
所以保罗、希拉他们甚至没有办法在那里待下去，他们必须离开那里。
So Paul and Silas could not even stay at that place. They need to leave.
但是他们是得胜的。
But they were victorious.
毕竟他们让一些人领受了救恩，能够得救。
Because they have caused a few people to came to believe and introduced to them salvation.
那虽然环境是这么的不好，他们没有退缩，他们仍然继续的传福音。
And even though their surroundings are all against him, but they did not feel discouraged, and they continued on preaching the gospel.
从人的层面来看，这个是不成功的，这个是不顺利的。
From man's perspective, you may say that this is not very smooth, and it might be even seen as a failure.
从人的层面来看，这不能够算是一个得胜或者成功。
And you cannot count this as a success or even a victory.
但是从信仰的层面来看，这些使徒是胜利的。
But from the perspective of ours, from spiritual perspective, these apostles, they were victorious. They have conquered.
那么使徒的得胜就是教会的得胜。
And so the conquest of these apostles is the conquest of the church.
那教会的得胜就是主耶稣的得胜。
And the victory of the church is the victory of Christ.
我们请再看十九章，使徒行传十九章。
Yeah, turn to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章十九节。
Acts 19, verse 19.
十九节，平素行邪术的也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧，他们算计书价，便知道共合五万块钱。
Verse 19, a number of who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burnt them publicly. When they calculated the value of the scrolls, the total came to 50,000 drachmas.
这里讲到有些人他们信主之后，他们所下定的决心，他们的改变。
And so here they describe some people's determination and their transformation after they have come to believe in Christ.
他们把过去的错误，那些看得见的、摸得着的，用火把它烧掉。
And their mistakes, which they can see and they can touch, they burnt all of those.
这些跟行邪术有关的书或者器具，他们把它烧掉。
All the scrolls or things that have anything to do with sorceries, they burnt all of them.
二十节。
Verse 20.
主的道大大的兴旺，而且得胜，就是这样。
In this way, the word of the Lord spread widely and grew in power.
有人信主了，而且得到了一个这个很大的改变。
Some people believe in Christ, and it greatly transformed their life.
但是我们知道，接下来又是一样的。就遭受到很大的阻挡跟逼迫。
But we know that after that, the apostles still face a lot of obstacles and persecution.
哦，所以保罗他们还是必须要离开那个地方。
Therefore, Paul and his co-workers still need to leave the place.
哦，所以如果从不能够继续在那边发展，这个就是一种，就不能够算是顺利，不能冠啊，算是这个得胜。
If we count that fact that Paul has to leave the place as a failure because the thing their work wasn't going on very smoothly.
啊，但是我们说保罗他们是得胜的使徒。
But we still say that Paul and his co-workers were a victorious apostles.
哦，所以这个得胜的定义，我们应该知道怎么来看。
So we need to know how we define victory.
哦，今天在有一些开拓的地区。所发生的事情就像使徒他们所发生的时代所发生的一样。
And today, there's in a lot of pioneering regions, a lot of things happen, which is very similar to what happened to the apostles.
哦，今天我们也看到一些初信的弟兄姐妹，他们的改变啊，就像使徒时代的人信主的改变一样。
And we see a lot of brothers and sisters.The newly believers, their life has been transformed just as these people.
那今天我们所生活的景况是怎样呢？
And so what kind of world we live in today?
请看马太福音24章。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew 24.
马太福音24章21节。
Matthew 24, verse 21.
二十一节，因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今，没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
21, for then there will be great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again.
哦，我们越来越常听到一些可怕的灾难。
We have heard of a lot of very great disasters.
哦，我们现在也常常听到一些可怕的疾病。
And also.Or dreadful diseases.
哦，我们今天也面临着很多的这种啊毁灭性的这一种预测。
And today we have heard of a lot of predictions about destruction.
啊，今天在宗教上面也有许许多多的这种迷惑。
In the world of religions, there's a lot of confusing things.
那我们看到，再看回启示录十九章。
Let us look back at Revelation 19.
那在这样的一个危险的在这样一个危险的这个世代里头。
And in this dangerous world,
啊，我们看到这神所复兴的教会。
We see that God revived the church. 啊，
我们刚才所念十一节到十三节的描述。
And it described in verse 11 and 13 we just read.
啊，这里说这个白马，还有骑在白马上的。
It mentioned a white horse and a rider of the white horse.
啊，这个圣灵所复兴的教会啊，这是一个征战的教会。
And this church that was revived by the Holy Spirit is the church who is at war.
啊，这个圣灵所复兴的教会，它应该有这三节所描述的这些特性。
And the church that was revived by the Holy Spirit should have the characteristic described in these three verses.
啊，在十一节说到是这个诚信真实的。
Verse 11, it says it's faithful and true.
啊，也提到审判、征战都按着公义。
And it's also mentioned that with justice, there shall be some judgment and war.
就是遵守着圣经里头的教训、圣经里头的原则。
That is, the church has to hold true to the principles and also the teachings of the Bible.
啊，这个不违背。这圣经里头的这些道理
，It will not go against the truth in the Bible。
哦，越来越多的这个所谓的宗教团体啊，事实上是一个社会的团体。
A lot of the so-called religious organization, they are actually a worldly organization.
哦，是为了符合，为了适应人，为了哈，为了迎合人，为了迎合世界的潮流。
They were established to attract people to go with the trend of the world, and they were established to draw people in.
哦，是越来越没有所谓圣经真理的原则。
And they do not go by the principles of the truth in the Bible.
啊，在这里也啊，在啊十二节也提到说，有写着名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
In first try, we said it has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself.
哦，有很多的时候，人们对我们教会的名字啊是有所议论的。
A lot of time people had questioned about our church name.
啊，但是我们知道这个名字啊是合乎圣经里头的真理。
But we know that this name is according to the truth in the Bible.
哦，这个不是靠着这个名字来得救，但是这个名字也是一个奥秘。
We do not gain salvation through the name of the True Jesus Church, but this name, it's in this name itself, it has the mystery of God.
在这里又提到说眼睛好像火焰。
And also it mentioned that his eyes are like blazing fire.
这个能够判断，能够透视。
It can see through and it can make judgment.
我们请看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to First John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章第一节。
First John chapter 4, verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。
Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
这里说总要试验，这就是一种判断。
It says that we need to test the spirit, so we need to exercise judgment.
哦，那判断的标准是什么？
So what are the criteria we use to judge?
第六节。
Verse 6.
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
Verse 6. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood.
这里所谓的我们呢，就是使徒。
Here we refer to the apostles.
这个听从使徒就是听从使徒所传讲的这个真理。
So whoever listens to the apostles and listens to the words that they preach.
就像保罗在以弗所书第二章所说的，教会是建立在使徒先知的根基上面。
And just as in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul had mentioned that the church was established on the apostles and the prophecies.
那耶稣基督为黄角石。
And Jesus Christ was the cornerstone.
这个真理，圣经的真理，就是判断。
And the truth in the Bible is used as the criteria for a judgment.
哦，那这是教会很重要、很宝贵的地方，有真理。
This is one thing that is very precious about our church is that we have the truth.
启示录十九章十三节说，他穿着见了血的衣服。
Revelation 19 verse 13 it says that he dressed in a robe dipped in blood.
这也是在讲的征战。
This also mentioned about war.
甚至是激烈的征战。
And it's an extreme war.
在使徒时代那个恶劣的环境里头，他们是在征战。
In a harsh, well, the disciples live in a very harsh surrounding, and they were constantly in battle.
那今天也是一样，我们的信仰生活。是一场属灵的征战。
And today, for us, it was the same. In our spiritual life, we are constantly in spiritual battles.
甚至常常它是激烈的征战。
And a lot of time, it was a great battle, a great war.
十三节最后又说他的名称为神之道。
Um, The third, first 13 also mentioned his name is the Word of God.
啊，这个真理啊，真理，还啊还是在强调着这个真理。
And it emphasizes still on truth.
啊，那这个真理也是我们征战的武器。
And this truth is also our weapon in the spiritual war. 啊，
这个保罗说，说到说圣灵的宝剑啊，就是真理。
And Paul had mentions that the sword of the Holy Spirit is the truth.
啊，所以这个是神所复兴的教会。
So this has described the church that God has revived.
啊，那这也正是我们真耶稣教会它宝贵的地方。
And this is the precious truth about our true Jesus Church.
啊，这也是为什么我们说我们是得胜的教会。
This is why we say that we are a victorious church.
啊，再请看启示录十九章十五节。
Let us turn to Revelation 19, verse 15.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean.
啊，刚才我们是以整个教会来看。
And before we look at the entire church.
啊，那现在我们以个别啊个人来看。
Now we look at it from the perspective of each individual.
哦，我们都是基督精兵，我们都是所谓的天上的众军。
We are all soldiers of Christ. We are the armies of heaven.
哦，那这里所描述的也是一样，就是征战。
And here it also still describing a war.
啊，是骑着白马。
And we're riding on white horses.
哦，这个骑马，这个马的一个所隐含的一个意义呢，哦，就是征战啊，马是为了征战的日子所预备的。
And this horse encompasses the meaning of war because these horses are prepared to go to war.
那在这一节里头有两个重要的字眼。
And in this verse there are two important words.
啊，第一个就是跟随。
First is follow.
啊，跟随就是不离开。
To follow means you do not depart.
啊，今天我们不离开主耶稣。
Today we do not depart from Christ.
啊，这样子我们才不会离开主耶稣的爱。
This way we will not depart from His love.
啊，不离开主耶稣的教训。
We do not depart from His teachings.
啊，不离开神的教会。
We do not depart from His church.
啊，这就是跟随。
This is a following.
啊，另外一个重要的字眼啊，是穿着细麻衣，又白又洁。
Another important phrase is dressed in fine linen, white and clean.
啊，这个白衣啊，在启示录里头，它指着三个层面。
White garments mentioned in the book of Revelation has three meanings.
啊，在第七章的十四节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 4.
这里说用最后一句话说用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
七章十四节。Chapter 7 verse 14. It says that they have washed their robes and make them white in the blood of the lamb.
哦，这个羔羊的血我们就知道指的是洗礼。
The blood of the lamb here refers to baptism.
哦，我们必须要接受洗礼来洗去我们的罪。
We need to receive baptism to get rid of our sins.
那另外一个是六章十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
这里说有白衣赐给他们个人。
It says that each of them was given a white robe.
啊，在这里所描写的是经过患难，在逼迫当中的人。
These are the people who had went through persecution.And they will be able to hold true.
好，所以第二个层面的白衣啊，是指着能够忍受试炼。
So the second meaning of having a white robe is overcoming all our trials.
好，那第三个就是启示录十九章第八节所写的。
And the third one is in Revelation chapter 19, verse 8.
好，那是指着圣徒所行的义。
It was the righteous acts of the saints.
哦，就是我们的灵修而有的这种美好的行为。
that is our good characters that we gain out of our spiritual cultivation.
哦，那也穿着白衣才能够来跟随主耶稣。
And only when we put on a white garment that we can follow Christ. 哦，
因为我们的本质啊，我们本来是罪人啊，所以我们本来是不洁的、污秽的。
Our nature is a sinful nature, and we are originally filthy.
哦，那现在我们是在得胜的队伍里头。
But today we are in this we are in this victorious army.
啊，因为主耶稣的拣选。
Because we have been chosen by Christ.
啊，主耶稣的宝血洗净我们。
His precious blood has washed us clean.
啊，那我们在信仰生活里头，我们要忍受试炼。
In our spiritual life, we will go through trials.
哦，那我们不断灵修自己，在生活当中能够有好行为。
Therefore, we need to have our spiritual cultivation, and we need to have good deeds and good characters in our life.
再看回启示录十九章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 19.
十九章十五节。
Revelation 19 verse 15.
有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖管辖他们，并要揣全能神烈怒的酒杖。
Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He tread with the winepress of the fury of the wrath of the God Almighty.
啊，那这是在描写着神的这个愤怒。
It talks about God's wrath.
啊，这也在描写着那种得胜的一种描述。
This is also describing a victory.
啊，那在启示录里头有很多的地方是在描写神的愤怒。
And in the book of Revelation, mentioned a lot of places the wrath of God.
那这里说。有利剑从神的口中出来，来击杀列国。
It says here that from God's mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down nations.
其实这是一种的审判。
So this is a kind of judgment.
神的道，神主耶稣的教训是一个审判。
God's word, God's teaching is a judgment.
所以希伯来书说神的道呢，好像两面都锋刃啊，两面利的这个剑。
And in Book of Hebrew, it describes God's words as a double-edged sword.
哦，这个神的教训、神的道能够刺入、剖开。
And God's word can pierce through, and it can break.
再请看约翰福音十二章。
Also look at John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章四十七节。
John chapter 12, verse 47.
约翰福音十二章四十七节。
John 12, verse 47.
若有人听见我的话不遵守，我不审判他。我来本不是审判世界，乃要拯救世界。
As for the person who hears my words but does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world but to save it.
四十八节，弃绝我不领受我话的人，就有审判他的，就是我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
48, there's a judge for the one who rejects me and who does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the last day.
这里主耶稣说，我所讲的道要审判他。
It says that the word which I speak shall judge him.
所以主耶稣要门徒出去传福音。
So the Lord Jesus Christ wanted his disciples to go preach the gospel.
马可福音十六章十六节说：“信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
Mark 16 verse 16 is that those who hear the word and believe will shall be saved, but he who reject the words will be perished.
所以这个被击杀啊，就不要把它看成是。看得见的这个肉体的被杀流血。
And so, shall perish, we should not see it as being physically killed and shedding blood.
哦，那个不信的必被定罪。
Those who does not believe shall be condemned.
哦，那个就是落入将来要落入这个 这个死的永刑里头。
That is to fall into the eternal death.
那约翰福音也提到说，那个罪已经定了。
And in the book of John, it says that their sin, they have been condemned.
那所以我们再看回启示录十九章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 19.
这个十七节就讲到啊，十七节，我又看见一位天使站在日头中，向天空所飞的鸟大声喊着说：“你们聚集来赴神的大宴席。”
And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in mid-air, "Came, come, gather together for the great supper of God."
二十一节
，Verse 21.
其与被骑白马者口中出来的箭杀了，灰鸟都吃饱了他们的肉。
The rest of them were killed with the sword that came out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh.
所以我们在十九章看到两种宴席。
So 19, we see two feasts.
第一个是第七节所说的羔羊婚期的宴席。
First is the feast of the for the wedding of the lamb.
啊，第二个是就是在这个十七节、二十一节所说的这一个大宴席。
And the second feast is what mentioned in verse 17 and 21.
所以我们要常常提醒啊，常常提醒我们自己，我们正在前往哪一个宴席。
And so we need to remind ourselves which feast are we heading towards.
我们应该是前往羔羊婚期的宴席。
We should head towards the wedding of the lamb.
那我们也从一个这样的一个啊，这个十九章这里所描述的来看到啊，这个所谓得胜的教会。
And so from from Revelation 19, we see this the description of a victorious church.
我们要常常存着感谢的心啊，我们是这得胜里头的一份子。
We need to have a heart of gratefulness towards God that we are a part of this victorious church.
我们要穿着白衣，要来跟随主。
We need to put on our white garment and we need to follow Christ.
因为我们是基督精兵。
Because we are all soldiers of Christ.
唱诗一百六十九首。
Let us sing Hymn 169.